Now, there's another thing, boasting. We had legalism, criticism, and boasting. Now, here's this guy boasting in everything but the cross. Like, I pay my tithes, I give offerings, I'm in every church service, I pray all the time. You know, you're boasting? Not saying what you're doing is right or wrong, I'm saying you're boasting. You're bragging. If we brag in anything, if we want to get blessed, then we have to brag in that cross by whom the world is crucified unto us, us unto the world, and that's the end of that story. Our boasting needs to be in the cross, but the devil doesn't tell you that. The devil says to you, you know, how? Who do you think you are that you could, you know, and aren't you trying much better than ever before? Don't you feel better about yourself now you're trying so hard? How many of you felt that way even once or twice this week? Well, Lord, you know, I'm feeling much better about myself. I'm doing much better than I was last week. Well, I got news for you, honey. That is boasting. And now, I wouldn't do that because you're going to boast against the cross. Have you ever thought of every time you boast is against the cross? Boasting is against the cross. God just wants you to walk in love by the Spirit, standing in grace, and forget where the chips fall.
Hallelujah. What I think. Amen.
I'm convinced of it.
It's
true. We've made the wrong issue the issue. Yeah. We've put the emphasis in the wrong place. There's one other thing I want to say. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is, I could spend more time on these, but I don't really want to. You're a mature congregation. You get the point. Well, it's still Paul. Let's jump to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now, there was a problem of divisions and criticisms in Corinthian and the Corinthian church. For example, in verse 11 of chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians 4, it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you folks of fighting and arguing and who's better than who and who did what and who liked what. And look what he says. Here's my favorite phrase in verse 17. He says, Christ should be made of no effect. Christ should be made of no effect. Christ should be made of no effect. Here these people were arguing the toss about who was the better preacher and who you should follow, and they were just full of criticism of one another. And he says, when you criticize and you judge, you make Christ of no effect. What is blood washed away, you bring back up, and you just make the blood worthless. Christ should be made of no effect. Is that mind-bending or is that mind-bending or is that mind-bending? Whenever we criticize and judge, we make Christ of no effect. And then you wonder why you aren't getting ahead. You wonder why you aren't making a profit. You wonder why you aren't stronger and healthier. You wonder why you aren't getting ahead, getting blessed. Well, you've just made all that Christ did of no effect with that sorry attitude of yours. Just think of that. You've made it as though his cross never was there. And he never did die for all sin. That the blessings of Abraham are not ours. You've just made it of no effect. That's shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, you take these four phrases. Christ shall profit you nothing. You have become estranged from Christ. God forbid that I should glory. And Christ should be made of no effect. And you've got quite a package deal there.
Yeah.
But if you somehow slip into this stuff, whether you're meant to or not, folks, God doesn't just want to bless you. He's made every provision. He doesn't just want to prosper you. He's made every provision. He doesn't just want to heal you and make you strong and healthy and good looking, I might add. He doesn't just want to renew your youth like the eagle. He's made provision. But you can neutralize it by getting out of the liberty that is yours in Christ. As we read in Galatians 3:9, those who are of faith are blessed. Those are the blessed people. People who believe in the liberty that the cross has given them, the freedom, and are always giving glory to God. Thank God. Not glory to self or to Martha and Arthur, but glory to God. Glory to the cross. Thanking God for the blood and moving on soberly and sweetly with the right spirit, putting the emphasis in the right place. Yeah. I tell you what, none of the blessings are yours unless you walk in the liberty of the cross. That's why he says in chapter 5, verse 1, in Galatians, just most obvious scripture, he says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. If you don't stand fast in that freedom, God only blesses free people. God only prospers free people. God only prospers and heals healthy free people. It's free. Why? Well, see, can't get glory out of that mess. It's an insult to the cross. It diminishes the power of the cross and what God has done and what God is trying to do. He doesn't glorify you. He glorifies the Son. If I be lifted up, I will draw. That was the goal. Yeah. Christ, not you, not me.